540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Hall of Fame Bucks coach Doc Rivers is out. According to ESPN, he is no longer the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have more about that big sports story coming up with Mike Clemens. New details are out about an investigation involving State Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee. According to WisPolitics, Capitol Police reported that Ortiz-Velez told other lawmakers she could, quote, lay them out with an AK-47. Ortiz-Velez says it was hyperbole and not meant as a real threat. Police found no evidence of criminal intent, though she did later plead no contest in a separate disorderly conduct case. Ortiz-Velez left the Democratic caucus last fall after tensions with colleagues. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt is filing a federal defamation lawsuit over allegations an Illinois woman was detained by ICE. The lawsuit says Sundas Navkis' claims that she was held for around 40 hours in Chicago and Wisconsin are a hoax. Schmidt cites surveillance video, hotel records, and federal data showing Nakvi was staying at a hotel and traveling freely during the alleged incident. The lawsuit also names Cook County Commissioner Kevin Morrison, who supported Nakvi's claims. The sheriff is seeking $1 million in damages from each defendant. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee man is facing felony charges for damaging religious property. A Marquette University police representative says Aaron Ferris was swinging an axe around while standing on a Catholic church altar on Easter. There were $50,000 in damages and big repairs needed for the Church of the Jesus front door. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office is moving forward with a body-worn camera program for its patrol division. Department leaders say the effort aims to improve transparency, accountability, and public trust. The cameras will help document interactions and provide evidence in investigations. The program has faced delays due to cost concerns, but officials say they've found funding that will not impact staffing. There's no timeline yet for the rollout. Gateway Technical College says four people are in the running to become their next president, including Milwaukee Area Technical College Provost Philip King. The finalists also come from colleges in Kansas, New Jersey, and Texas. The college will host campus forums with each candidate next week. The seat opened up after former President Ritu Raju left for a position in Minnesota. And thunderstorms are in the forecast for several days across southeastern Wisconsin, and some could bring damaging weather. The main risks are heavy rain, flooding, and a chance for strong to severe storms through Wednesday. We'll get a look at the near term coming up in the forecast. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after losing to the Nationals 8-6. The crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season and you just go through it. We expect a lot and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware here later today into tonight. Hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Today's high, right around 73. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, more thunderstorms, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.